Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Written in Stone by Ellery Adams, narrated by Karen White. Chapter 1. He would have passed a pleasant life of it, in despite of the devil and all his works, if his path had not been crossed by a being that causes more perplexity to mortal man than ghosts, goblins, and the whole race of witches put together, and that was a woman. Washington Irving.
"There's a witch in Oyster Bay,"
Dixie, the roller-skating dwarf and diner proprietor, announced. She set a breakfast strata made of eggs, tomato, basil, and mozzarella on the table and slid a plate of bacon onto the floor. Immediately, the black nose belonging to the standard poodle sleeping on the booth's vinyl cushion began to quiver. Flashing Dixie a brief smile of gratitude, Captain Haviland lowered his paws to the checkered tiles and began to eat his breakfast with the delicacy and restraint of an English aristocrat. Olivia Limoges, oak-barrel heiress, restaurateur, and aspiring author, reached for the pepper shaker and gave her eggs a quick dusting. A witch? Does she lure small children into her house with candy bars and then lock them inside cages until they're plump enough to eat? Dixie put a hand on her hip and scowled, her false eyelashes leaving thin stripes of electric blue mascara on the skin above her lids.
"I'm not pulling your leg. Folks have talked about her for years. The stories have gotten wilder and wilder."